Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything is Time podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
And today, well, first, boo.
Right. Did we scare you?
Yeah, did we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy Halloween. Or pre-Halloween, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy October. I mean, yeah, you know, pre-Halloween. Mm-hmm. We're very much like Halloween people. We love October and Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I identify as a jack-o'-lantern, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to call him Jack also, it's fine with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. So you claim we're both Halloween people. What was Halloween like for you when you were a kid?
It was great. Like, I liked
it. It was
Halloween.
Good.
Yeah, it was the best time of my life. Favorite holiday? No. I mean, it really wasn't my favorite holiday, but I did like dressing up. And see, I wasn't much into candy as a kid, right? That was just not my, like, what I wanted. I mean, I go trick-or-treating with my friends because I like trick-or-treating and being with my friends. But, like, I would take the candy home and just, like, give it to my parents. I'm like, you know, I don't need these. Maybe I'd take out, like, gummy bears or like lollipops, and I just give them the rest because I didn't care for the rest. So, you know, it was a win-win for both my parents and I. Yeah.
A child labor situation.
No comment.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I agree. I had fond memories of trick-or-treating as a kid. But yeah, you're right. Most of the candy, it was a lot of like Tootsie Rolls and...
Some people have Crunch Bars and those were pretty good. What was like your favorite thing to get candy-wise as a kid?
Ooh. From particularly...
If you're trick-or-treating, what's like the best thing that you could find?
That's a good question. I mean, I really liked... It was rare, but if you could find just normal milk chocolate Hershey bars, I would like those. Starburst, depending on which... You know those little Starbursts that are like two in a pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that would be great or like not great depending on which ones you get. So like... The red ones, the pink ones would be good. Orange ones, yeah. Yellow ones, no thank you. What about you?
Huh.
We said Crunch
lollipops.
Bars.
Love lollipops. Like the small ones, not like the giant ones.
Tootsie Pops.
Oh my God, horrible. The worst thing is it like putting like a lollipop into your mouth and it just turns into like a Tootsie Roll.
No.
Like, it's horrible.
Is that worse than a gum pop?
They're both bad in different ways, but like, okay. I don't like Tootsie Rolls at all. Mm-hmm. I think the little, you know, those little tiny like boxes of dots.
You like those. Interesting.
Those are good. I'm really into like gummy bears or whatever, gummy worms, even though like no one was giving gummy worms out.
Mm-hmm.
The worst are like, I'm trying to think of the worst candies. Probably Tootsie.
Almond Joy.
Oh, people were giving out Almond Joy?
Yeah. Well, I think what a lot of people would do is they'd buy those gigantic sacks of candy from Walmart that have like seven different things in them.
Well, I didn't like Twix either. Or what is the other one? Snickers.
Snickers.
They all taste the same to me. Like, I'm sorry for offending people.
Or Three Musketeers or whatever they are.
They're all the same. Prove me wrong. So, like, literally just in a different order. That's all what those three are. Or gum. Oh my gosh, the people that ate gum, I was like.
Oh, I liked that.
I mean, I enjoyed having gum, but it didn't feel like a candy. So it was like, okay, thanks. Nerd ropes were good. Ooh, my favorite. Maybe I'm changing my favorite, right? I love lollipops. But if I got specifically the little box of pink Nerds, everything. Oh. Those were really good.
Oh, also Airheads.
There was like the mystery flavor that was just like a white.
Yeah, that's not fun with my anxiety. I don't need it to be a mystery what I'm putting in. Leave the mysteries to Scooby-Doo, not that.
Right, not Jeremy.
No.
not Jeremy. Right.
When it comes to consuming things, yeah, not Jeremy.
Right. Yeah. I think we have very different opinions on that. I'm definitely the type of person to be like, Jeremy, I got these like every flavor jelly beans. Let's like try one.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you know what a horrible candy to get was that looked fun but was actually horrible? It was like, remember when it was really popular to make gummies into different shapes? So they had like a gummy Krabby Patty.
Oh, those are not great.
Mm-mm.
Controversial opinion. The other thing I didn't like, we're getting... I like Scooby-Doo. The Scooby-Doo fruit snacks, not a fan.
I'm a fan of half of them. But the actual like Scooby-Doo fruit snack itself was not great. It was blue.
Yeah,
it was like
great.
A very weird neon blue color. I was like, okay. I'm also not a fan of like candied apples or caramel apples. So I was never that happy when people were like, here's a caramel apple. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And there were some people that wouldn't give out candy. They give out like toothbrushes. Or like, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Toothbrushes and floss.
It's like, which, I mean, to be fair, you have a sack full of candy, it's probably useful. So.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Or like, what do I remember people giving out glow sticks?
Yeah.
I have no idea why. I loved glow sticks. I was all about that.
Your favorite candy.
No. It was so much fun though, because they had like bracelets and necklaces, you know, because they had like thing in the middle and you like,
yeah,
everything. Yeah.
Maybe ring pops?
Oh, ring pops were fun. Kind of.
They're messy.
Like, it's risky putting candy on your hand and walking around with it. Right. You got to be careful.
Also, the flavors.
The red ring pops are the... Well, were they just one color or were they mixed?
I think some of them were mixed.
Were they?
Yeah. But I like the red ones, the cherry, I guess.
I hate candy corn. I hate it.
It does, it just... I don't like candy corn because it just doesn't taste like anything.
It tastes like wax.
It tastes like nothing.
It's like I could light it on fire and it'd be candles.
I mean, you probably could.
Mm, right. Let me know. Maybe that's like a hack for Troom Troom. Like if you melt down a bunch of like, if you take like a jar and you put a bunch of like candy corn in it and you melt it down, can you turn it into a candle? I feel like that and wax is the exact same thing.
Probably.
No, I don't know. I mean, were there drinks that people would give out also? Well, I remember Capri Suns being like
trunk or treat. I don't know if I ever, well, we can get into trunk or treat later.
That's a different. That's different.
We'll get there. No, I don't remember drinks personally. I don't think, like going house to house, I don't remember anybody passing out Capri Sun.
No, I remember that trunk or treat. Yeah. But no, like house to house. Okay, well, because in a neighborhood, some neighborhoods like a big deal, right? So in my neighborhood, it was a semi big deal. But like my best friends at the time, their neighborhoods, like they... shut down like the neighborhood, like there was like police cars, they shut down the whole street because it's so popular. Like, the whole road was like flooded with people and we were trick-or-treating every year. It was like a thing. It was so much fun.
But did you have, this is kind of like a follow-up question, because you know, hopefully when you're going trick-or-treating you're, you know, wearing a costume, did you have costumes that you remember from childhood that you love and or hated? Or
love and or hated?
Or they just existed.
I remember being a Disney princess one year. I didn't mind that. I was really young. I have no idea. Like, because three of my friends, we were all Disney princesses. So do I remember if it was like Sleeping Beauty or Snow White or any of that? I literally have no idea. I remember like a Belle costume. I remember like a Snow White costume, but I don't remember which one of us was which. There's like pictures.
Oh.
I think one year I went as like, oh, I was definitely Hermione one year. 1,000%. Mm. Definitely like a Harry Potter costume.
From Harry Potter.
Right. Exactly.
Leviosa is her spell. Right.
Exactly. So glad you know that. Yeah. I was, why do I remember being like a cheetah for Halloween?
You were a cheetah girl for Halloween.
No, just a cheetah. Not even like a cheetah girl. Just the animal. Right. Is it sad that I remember the costumes for Spirit Week more than I remember my Halloween costumes?
I remember the costumes for Spirit Week.
Because I remember exactly what I was for those, but this one I'm like, what was I for Halloween? Because I stopped dressing up like, I don't know actually when I stopped dressing up, because then it, depending on the occasion, I was like, oh yeah, or like costume parties, that was also a thing. So
I don't know if I ever really went to costume parties. I think I stopped dressing up for trick or treat third, fourth grade.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a cowboy one year. It was horrible.
I
have a picture of it. It is the worst thing I have ever seen in my, it is horrific. It's like, this is what you get for growing up in Texas.
Wait, are you talking about the Spirit Week cowboy or like a different cowboy?
No, just a cowboy for Halloween. It's horrible. I'm like standing in the hallway and I'm just like standing like this and I have like a cowboy hat and like a vest. It is the most extra thing ever. I have way too many pictures of me as like a cowboy throughout my life.
Interesting.
What about you? What are some of your costumes?
Yeah, I was also a cowboy at least once. Because I still have like the little hat from it and the cowboy boots. I was a, what do you call them from Star Trek? Like a person on board the Enterprise of Star Trek. I was a red one, which I think those are the people that are...
always die.
A metaphor, if you will.
Right.
I still have that costume. Like, I know where that is at home. I was Scooby-Doo one year. And when I was...
What is that costume?
It's like a mascot costume. It's one of the costumes where it's like the head, but like your head is peeking out.
That is terrifying.
No. It was fun. I still have the Scooby-Doo costume where it's like a mascot costume. It's fun. I think I was kindergarten, first grade. Also wore it to Trunk or Treat where I ran around as Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I was Spider-Man 1 year, I think. I don't think I, because I had a little, you know, they used to sell those little, they're little crappy kind of things, like the Spider-Man web things.
Absolutely. Those were always advertised.
On yeah, TV. Yeah. I had one of those.
Those look so cool, though, to be fair. Like, they did look interesting.
They looked cool on television.
So if you could dress up now for Halloween, what costume would you pick?
Ooh. That's interesting. I would probably try to dress up as someone from Schitt's Creek. So Moira Rose or David, probably. I still have the Star Trek costume. It might fit. Maybe. Probably not. But I'd go as a Star Trek person again, just because the costumes are cool. Not because I have any sort of connection to Star Trek.
Interesting. People would think you do, though, if you dress up as that.
And then I make Star Trek references, or make wrong references, like, may the Force be with you.
Oh my gosh. He's coming for all the fandoms in one night.
Right, yeah. Like,
no. Right.
JJ, obviously.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what that costume is.
There has to be a JJ the Jet print costume.
We've seen it. The lady on stage with like the JJ costume.
That's
I would never do that.
What about you? What are
I
some... want
to be a ghost. You know, just take like a sheet and cut out two eyes.
Interesting.
I would do that all day, every day. That'd be so much fun.
Ghost.
I think that'd be a fun costume.
It would be, yeah.
It just depends on, do I want to be creative or do I want to be funny? Well, I've always also wanted to go all out and do like a serious costume. And like, you know, like if you're like a vampire or something, you get like fangs and you have like fake blood and stuff. I think that'd be really fun to do that.
Interesting. Yeah. So it is very much just either like cloth or pyrotechnics for you.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I kind of wish I had dressed up, but I think I dressed up a fair amount when I was younger. Because there was, I think Halloween was always a very big thing, especially in schools. Like, did your school do anything for Halloween?
No. I mean, the only thing they did was trunk or treat, which was an attempt to not have Halloween be Halloween.
It was an attempt to, like, revise Halloween. Sometimes, not everywhere. Like, my trunk or treat was relatively normal. It was just like, oh, so if you don't know what trunk or treat is, it's essentially, like, sorry, like, people are probably like, what is this? You, like, it's in a parking lot and people like have their trunks open and they normally just decorate it like a theme. And then you just like go around and get candy from each of them. And then there's also just like a cakewalk. There's always a cakewalk.
There's always a cakewalk. That's true.
Which is everything. Absolutely.
Interesting. I don't know if my trunk or treat actually had trunks full of candy.
Really?
I don't think
they
did.
Have?
Well, I remember there was a jail set up, which is very random, but
in a trunk?
No, no. Like they always had a, I guess they just rented a little, like, jail, I don't know, 4 feet by 4 feet bar thing.
For pictures? To make it look like you
were arrested? Yeah. And then people could, like, I guess it's kind of really, like, fucked up if you think about it. It's like, people could, like, if they gave enough tickets, they could make sure you were under arrest and they'd, like, force you into the cage, into jail. That was a thing.
That was not the trunk or treat I was a part of, just FYI.
No, but there was a cakewalk. There was always a cakewalk, that is true. I don't know. Mine didn't have trunks. They were like, they'd have stands around, sort of. And there'd also be some stands inside. There was also always a silent auction.
That's would people like dress up on Halloween Day at school?
No, I don't think elementary school. Well,
I don't remember. I
don't
like
think
I probably
so.
Did that, but I also don't remember at all.
I don't think I don't recall doing that.
Yeah, and honestly, like, even in, like, high school, there was no mention of Halloween, that I remember, there was, like, no mention of Halloween.
Well, no, because there's the general consensus among these conservative Christian schools that Halloween is terrible.
Right, but, like, okay, at least, the school that I went to, like, they always had activities for Halloween. And some of my friends tried to talk me into doing, like, a haunted house, and I would never do that.
Oh, yeah. Have you actually been to a haunted house ever?
Or no, not like an actual official one where that's what they do as a business. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I've only, I've been to one of those like Christian haunted houses.
What is that?
It's like,
what is that?
How do
mean?
I describe what a Christian haunted house is?
I don't even know what that is. Like, what do you mean? It's like at a church, but it's a haunted house? Or like, it's like a...
Yeah. This one was. It's very strange how they format stuff. There'll be Christian messages kind of like sprinkled in. So a lot of like the scary things are things that you could do wrong according to the Bible. So like, oh no, they sinned, insert sin here. And then something bad happens to the person you're seeing. And that's a haunting or a scary thing you see.
Oh, I've never done that. Like, I remember there was like a haunted house at like a school. It was not a Christian school, but like they had a haunted house and I never went in there because I was too afraid to. Because the building was already supposed to be haunted. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to go to a haunted house set up in a school that's already supposed to be haunted.
You walk in, it's just the building.
It's just the honestly, very scary. Traumatized. I would have been scared on my mind. I don't recommend haunted houses to anyone because I don't like haunted houses. If that's the gear thing, then like go ahead. But yeah.
The only other thing I can think of that people would do is they go to like Six Flags on Halloween.
Oh, Fright Fest.
Yeah.
I had friends that did that every single year almost, or they went to like a different haunted house that's close in the area and they were like, go with us. And I'm like, no. No chance. Well,
that's really your nightmare. If it's like roller coasters and hauntings, like
it's combined. I'm already scared of roller coasters. Like, you don't need to scare me anymore. Zombies chasing me while I'm trying to get away from the roller coaster. It's like my actual nightmare. So, yeah, I'm fine not doing that.
Fair enough.
What is like the scaredest? Well, maybe this is my great question. I was like, what's the scaredest you've been? Is there anything that genuinely scared you at any of these like Halloween fests or anything like that?
Most of them were trunk or treats that I ended up going to. Those aren't scary.
Jeremy's like, one time they ran out of cake at the cake.
Right. Yeah, it's just like great. Yeah.
He was left with a lemon cake and he was very unhappy about it.
Yeah, I said, oh, they gave me a lemon cake. Can I just go to jail instead?
Right. Which apparently was a thing for you.
It was a thing. They'd always put it right outside the front of the church, too. I'm like, this is not good messaging, guys. Like,
questions
indeed. It was a lot of fun though. I mean, I have fond memories of it. I don't know if going back now if it would be insane.
Ooh, that's an experience. I would want to go back now just to see if, well, most of the stuff isn't always what you think it is, and then some stuff is the exact same. So I'm just like, I don't know if that would be like a really positive experience where it's like, this is fun, or if it would just be like, why did I like doing this? Honestly, the reasons that I went to all of these things was because I was like with friends and I was going to see more friends. Right. So like,
yeah, you get to see people from school outside of school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our high school had trunk or treat. I've never once went to trunk or treat at our high school.
I highly doubt our high school had trunk or treat.
They did.
They did?
It was advertised.
Oh. We were very involved.
Right.
I don't know if they advertised that to us in the school, though. Maybe it was like the church that did it?
Maybe.
So how do you see Halloween going forward? Like, what do you do now? Are you going to be celebrating Halloween normally? Are you just going to be watching Halloween Town at home? Eating popcorn.
Well, that's not always. Watching Halloween Town.
No, but like, you know, you're not going trick-or-treating. I mean.
No.
So.
I mean, if somebody invited me to like a Halloween party, I would go. Or if there's like a Halloween event, I would go. But no, I think it'd be really fun. Like, I've considered this year, I'm like, I really want to dress up, but like go all out and dress up because I think that'd be so much fun. So I just had to find someone else who's just as committed as I am and then just like do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that'd be fun. Yeah, I would like going to a Halloween party too. It'd be fun. I don't know what I don't have costumes laying around, you know? Today I'm going as disgruntled 20-something.
Mm. I guess we should both try to go to, like, a Halloween costume party this Halloween then.
Yeah, I feel like those are things you want to be... This is going to sound bad. I feel like those are things you want to be invited to, though. Like, I wouldn't be looking up Halloween parties to attend.
What do you mean you want to be invited to, though? Like,
I feel like a Halloween party is contingent upon the people you're around and, like, if it's fun or not.
I mean, it would just be dependent, like, which friends. I mean, I guess I could throw a Halloween party.
You sound so excited.
I mean, it would be fun, but, you know, I just have to get, like, my friends who I know would definitely be like, yes, let's have a Halloween party. Fun. Have you ever dressed up for, like, a movie premiere?
No, and I don't understand movie premieres in general.
Harry Potter, absolutely. That movie premiere when that came out, I don't know when the Deathly Hallows
true,
came out.
That was a really good premiere. It was, I remember that being really great.
Right.
Yeah, I had my wand there. And my coat.
And your coat, that's all it takes to be a wizard.
Mm-hmm. And that made me a Gryffindor. Before I was a Ravenclaw.
Right.
I graduated into Ravenclawdom. Later in life.
Good for you. Good for you. Like, yeah, I don't know. Halloween party would be fun. Hopefully we'll aim to do that this Halloween. I mean, we say, I mean, like, I feel like in theory, it's something we'd be both, like, be excited about doing. But then I feel like planning that out or, like, even being invited, because, like, it sounds nice. Like, oh, I was invited to, like, a Halloween party, right? But then you go, and sometimes it's like, have you, okay, this is kind of a tangent, but you know what's new. So, like, have you ever been invited to a party? Birthday party, just party, like, house party or something. And you thought it was going to be great, and you were so pumped for it. And then when you got there, it was just not fun.
Absolutely.
Spill the tea, Jeremy.
The first thing that comes to mind.
If this is an example with me in it, I'm going to be really offended. You're like, she invited.
The first thing that comes to mind is actually, like, every week. No. No. The first thing that comes to mind is we would always have a junior-senior banquet at school. And you weren't allowed to dance or do anything because God doesn't want you moving your hips.
Right, and Jeremy's a big dancer. He's just on the dance floor all the time.
Yeah. Some people call me the male Shakira.
Right, his hips don't lie.
No, they don't. They only tell the truth.
Jeremy is always really excited to dance at these banquets, and he never was able to, so that's why he's mad. You could go on to the after party though.
No, that's what I'm going to. I did go to that. That's what I'm referencing.
I'm going to go.
I'm gonna go now. No, that's what I'm referencing. So after the junior senior banquet, if you wanted to be your true Shakira self, you had to go to an after party, which happened at this like weird little just like a little building in the middle of nowhere.
You went to the after party?
Oh, I did one year. It was a mistake. So it was...
Oh, this is the year, may I just add note, right? Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm.
He texts me and he goes, because I didn't go to junior banquet, because spoiler, like you can't go if you're not a junior or senior, and unless, like if you're younger, you had to be invited. So we were juniors, and I get a text from Jeremy like the day of, and he's like, let's just go. Like, you know, like I'll go if you go, like we should just go together and get it over with. Because I think he was already planning on going. So then he was just like, yeah, we should.
I wasn't planning on going for a long period of time, but I was on the fence for a long time.
Right. He tried to convince me to go and then I didn't go.
Yeah. So but this was, it was very awkward. You know, it was like, what, 16? Well, I guess you can be younger, 14 to 18 year olds dancing awkwardly in a small space.
14?
Freshman. You could be a freshman and go if you were invited.
Right. Yeah. Not a lot of freshmen were invited.
There were some, unfortunately.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there was that. And it was just really uncomfortable and weird. And so then a bunch of us went to Whataburger in the middle of it, just like had food and pretended like we didn't have to experience what we just experienced. So if you had a bad party, find people that you enjoy and just leave and go get food.
Right. You could have been on the dance floor, Jeremy.
Go get Whataburger and bring it on the dance floor?
And no, you could have just like been on the dance floor, you know, and just like living your best life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The after party.
You want to do like your hips don't lie dance, but the song's like, I'm a C, I am a CH. Oh, like each letter can be like a hip movement.
Right, exactly. It's just that. No, they played like actual music at the after. I heard.
Kinda.
Again, I didn't go to any of them.
So. I remember Soulja Boy's, that song was...
I know Taylor Swift was played frequently. I'm from like, you know, the people who told me what that was like.
Yeah, I think Shake It Off was played, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right. But...
So choices were made, mistakes were made.
That was like the worst party experience.
Just really. The first one that comes to mind. Oh.
What is the worst one?
Should I spill the tea on this or not?
Spill it. I want to know.
It was... Okay. It was actually like part of an organization. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
And so they have an event that you're supposed to go to.
Indirect as possible.
And there are two parts of it, right? The first part of it is like you go around and you fraternize with people. And that's for probably like an hour. And then it transitions into like a banquet of sorts.
Okay.
It was just bad. Have you ever been in a room full of people who think that they're just the most amazing thing ever?
I've been with some people like that.
But picture like an...
Like know-it-alls or like they think they're the most amazing people?
Like they think that they're important. It's just a room full of people, none of which are my age. They're all older. And they're...
So there's no one your age there?
No. I think the closest was like 28, 29.
Most of them, the youngest.
Yeah. Most people are much older. So that happens. And I don't drink, really. I just generally don't.
And that night, he chugged the whole keg.
Basically. Yeah. There was a... It was so bad. Like, I talked to, like, probably four people. I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. This is the worst thing ever. I can't with these people. And then there was, like, a bar area that had wine. And I just walked up and, give me the wine. So I did that. And then the banquet happened. And you sat next to people. And it wasn't, like, as bad, but it was still pretty awful. And so then I just started, like, give me more wine to make the people go away mentally. It didn't work. And there were a lot of them that were making, like, misogynistic comments. And if you know me, that sends me from, like, 0 to 60 instantaneously. And I just couldn't. It just made me so mad. There was one time after the banquet, they're like, let's take you around the little area to see what it's like.
See what's like?
It's, I it would give away too much information because I'd have to tell you what it is. But it's like a building. And like we own this building and we'll walk you around. So I did that. And they started making just like horribly misogynistic comments.
But about a building?
About women that were at the banquet.
Oh.
Like in passing. And I'm like, and I was like, I'm unaware that this opinion existed after the 18th century. Do tell me more. Like, just really passive-aggressive stuff where I realized I had to leave or it was going to get worse. It was a bad situation. And then afterwards, like, yeah, we're going to a bar after. Do you want to come? And I'm like, no, I'm good. That's probably, systematically one of the worst party experiences I've ever had. I might have to cut that.
Editing Jeremy better not cut what you just said, because you don't give me that luxury in the last couple episodes. You even have the audacity to leave in me saying, Jeremy, cut this. And then I keep going and you didn't cut it.
But they're all like Peppa Pig rants and like JJ rants.
But it's the dumbest thing ever. One of my questions was like, what if JJ the Jet Plane was in Freaky Friday?
I'm sorry. The party that I was at would have been much better if they were all planes.
They're just all misogynistic JJs?
No. If they're all just like... not misogynistic herkies. And they all have things to do, and so they're going into their own rooms. I would love that. A herky shindig.
What if you were herky in that situation?
If I was a helicopter?
Yeah, that would have probably been better for you. You're just the Joker version of herky. No one knows what we're talking about. I think Jeremy cut that little tangent.
Oh, yeah, keep that in. Yeah. Maybe add a sound effect of
herky. He's like a third person now. He's like... My worst party experience. I mean, there was this one time I was at, like, a house party, and like it was so awkward because we were at like a family friend's house, and they like brought their friends over, and we were just like in the basement, and like I don't drink, and they were like all drinking, and they were like, let's play like truth or dare. And then they ended up doing charades instead, and it was just still really awkward, and I was just like, I just don't know these people, and the conversations I had with them were just like not relatable at all. So that was pretty bad, but like we were staying there. It was in a different state, so I couldn't really get up and leave. So
goodbye.
Yeah, no, that wasn't an option. I will say though, like, you know, honorable mention, I think that most of the parties I went to were fine. Like, they've been fun. I will admit, this parties quote unquote that happened senior year for birthdays were some of the most awkward experiences.
I think we've talked about it a little, right?
Yeah, one of them being our birthday, specifically.
It was bad.
That wasn't as bad as our mutual friend's birthday, where he forgot how old he was, and then left you guys in the dark.
Well, I remembered how old he was, but y'all, I guess, forgot.
We asked you. Oh, no, she asked me, and then I was like, hey, did I ask you?
You did.
Okay, well, you know, in the dark, we were, like, surprised. Yeah, that was probably one of the worst... party. That's not really a party that you described. That was more like a function you had to go to.
I think they would describe it as a party.
Interesting. I guess so. I mean, like I said, I most of the parties, it's like, oh, this is fun. But some of them, especially that one, I was like, there's nothing I would... there's very few things I'm interested in, especially just random college students who were just way past drunk, talking about stuff I can't relate to at all, that I barely know. It's like, okay, great. I love this for me.
Hooray.
Hooray. Hurrah. Good night. Good night. And the problem is that, like, I couldn't even just go to, like, a different room because, like, it was just there were people upstairs. There were people everywhere. It was like, okay.
Outside?
Yes. Everywhere. Anyway, yeah, it was not my ideal situation. What makes a party fun, I guess, is just, like, being around people that you enjoy.
Yep.
But, I mean, I guess you can be around people you enjoy and also not. That's a good question. Can you have, like, a... Can you be around people you enjoy and it still be a horrible party? Or do you think it just... You're already with people you enjoy, so it's automatically fine, no matter what happens.
I mean, you can be around people you enjoy, but you're just in a bad mood. You know? And that would make the party not great for you personally.
I guess so, yeah.
Anyway, we're off topic, but...
I mean, parties. It goes in the line of part. Like we said, we love Halloween. Right. I mean, you know, Is it a holiday? That's debatable, because some people are like, it's not a holiday, and some people are like, it is a holiday.
I think it's as much a holiday as St. Patrick's Day is.
Is that, like, as major as Halloween? I mean, I know St. Patrick's Day is pretty, like, major, but I don't think it's...
Wow. The erasure. Wow. Justice for Patty.
I cannot.
it's just Herky's cousin.
Honestly, I would not put that past J.D. the Gemini.
It's a helicopter with an Irish accent.
Oh my gosh. Horrendous.
Well, to be fair, Herky at times is Irish. For moments.
At times. He's a little bit of everything. So, you know. What is, like, the scariest... Okay, when you were, like, younger, did you ever watch, like, Halloween specials of stuff besides Halloween Town?
Like Goosebumps? What do you mean?
No, like, okay, it's, so, like, Disney Channel, right? And I'm sure Nickelodeon did this. They would always have, like, a Halloween episode. Like, iCarly did it.
Wizards did it.
Yeah, they did. But also that show just in general is about monsters. So it's just kind of like, okay, they did, like, a Halloween Monstober. I remember what it was called. Okay, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, The Ghost of Sweet 316.
Yeah, with Esteban.
Yeah, with Esteban and I think the apartment's, like, haunted. That one was everything. I still remember that.
Yeah, Miley with Jake Ryan. Halloween. Halloween episode. Don't you remember when Jake Ryan came as a ghost?
Lies and slander. He was not a true Hannah Montana fan.
Yeah, it's the episode where she does the bone dance.
Right. The bone dance. He was a big fan of that. He's like, how educational of her.
I don't know. I think it's like, doing the bone dance, study the answers, and we won't mess up this test. We'll get it perfect. That's in my mind for some reason. Mm. I don't know why.
Can you imagine if we tried doing that in front of our biology teacher in high school?
during the test.
Before the test.
Well, that was the premise.
Let me study really quick.
Wasn't the premise of the episode they did the dance during the test or something? To help them remember?
I thought, like, she was singing it, and then she got in trouble for talking, and they thought she was cheating, and then she had to prove she wasn't cheating by singing it, and then that was the whole
point. Oh, maybe that's right. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. But, like, it's still, you know, when you get older, like, when you're younger, right, things that are scary, it's like, well, that's not really that scary now, except if it's Courage the Cowardly Dog. Then I understand that was, like, infinitely scary. But, like, what is the scariest thing you could think of now? You know, just something that, like, is creepy, that's just, like...
Oh, you know? I think it, like, rampant poverty is scary.
No, it's just, like, something you, like, would be scared... You know how, like, when you're younger, you're just scared of, like, really mundane things, and now it's, like...
So, like, the scare... Are you asking... Mundane, wait, what are you scary asking? Things. Are you asking me, like... Because now it would be, like, economic inequality, but that's not what you really mean. You mean, like... Phantomy things that are scary now.
No, just in general, like, situations, like, you know how, like, you would, like, get scared, like, it was more like, oh, the show was, like, kind of scary, and, like, this was kind of scary, but then when you get older, you start worrying about other things that are scary that you probably wouldn't have thought of when you were younger.
Like, in real life?
Yeah.
I don't know, not being happy. Oh. That's scary.
That's actually, like, signing up for the wrong class. It's like...
No, okay.
Jeremy's like, I'm not being happy.
No, you know, upset. Like, those things are scary. I don't know.
Making friends is always scary, just FYI.
Yeah.
No, I don't think did you find making friends scary when you were younger? I didn't.
No, I don't think I do now either. I just think it's harder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of making friends. It's just more like...
People walk up to you, go, ah, and you run away.
No, yeah. No, I'm not scared of making friends. It's just, like, more like it's like, great, I'm gonna get to know them, and then you won't see them very much anymore because, you know,
like a ghost through line. Yeah,
exactly. They ghost you, right? Jeremy ghosts you, you know.
I don't ghost anyone. I'm Danny Phantom.
Right. He's Danny Phantom for half the year, and then he'll come back and do it. He's like, I'm back. Is he Danny Phantom? What is he regularly? Like, Danny...
Was Danny Phantom a person and then a ghost?
He was both, wasn't he? He's like a person, and he turns into a ghost. And like, it's like...
I don't...
Kim Possible, right? Except she's not a ghost. But, like, you know, she was like...
Yeah, I guess he kind of... I don't know. I haven't seen that show in a long time. 10 years? 15 years?
Uh-huh. I guess so.
Let me tell you, Jimmy Neutron is not a ghost.
Right. Were there any, like, myths or scary stories that you found particularly scary when you were younger?
From Danny Phantom?
No, just in general. Even, like, Bloody Mary, how people would, like, be like, let's summon Bloody Mary in a bathroom.
I don't think so. I mean, I'd watch, like, movies and get a little messed up for a bit. But, no, I wouldn't be, like, Bloody Mary never really... bothered me. There are people that would do it with Beetlejuice too. Like, let's say Beetlejuice's name 3 times and he'll show up. I'm like, if the actor really is like out of work that badly, they're really going to show up when I say his name 3 times. I feel like, you know, I should probably give him a warm meal and a hug or something, you know? And nothing comes to mind. I wasn't like, oh no, the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, let's flip this because I feel like we're very different people and maybe you will relate to this more. Have you ever scared someone so badly that they just were like traumatized? Where, like, you, like, played a prank on someone, or you tried to scare someone, or you, like...
I was not a prank person.
Really?
I don't enjoy pranks. I don't know why I thought you were. Like, my logic is, I don't enjoy pranks to me, usually. So why would I subject other people to them?
Now I understand that, but when you were younger, you sure were throwing books in the library and stuff. I was like,
I'm sorry, that was you. I was just ducking away from the objects you were just, like, throwing at me. It was very, very traumatizing. That's traumatic for me.
It's yes. Traumatic.
I remember that book flying towards my head and I thought, it's just the end.
Right. That's why he doesn't like reading. That's why he only read Diary of a Wimpy Kid books. He goes to therapy and it's really, that's the deep rooted problem.
Right,
me throwing books at him. To clarify, I did not throw books at him like maliciously.
Right. Yeah. It was just lovingly tossing
them at
my
head. He was supposed to catch it. It's not my fault that he didn't catch it.
What I learned that day when she threw a book and it hit another kid in the head where his glasses went off, which was very rude. I learned that sometimes reading can have adverse effects on other people.
Right. So then he took up art and scarred me for life with scholarship information.
Yeah. You know what they say? They don't say Van Stop, they say Van Gogh.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what Jeremy did with Adobe PDF. No.
I don't know. Do you have anything more about Halloween or should we move on to
What do we talk about? I feel like we missed something with Halloween. Is it your favorite holiday, Jeremy?
No, I don't think
it is.
What's
your favorite holiday?
Probably Christmas.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love Christmas.
Is it the second highest one? I don't know. Because I don't like Thanksgiving in the way that it's framed in this country.
Also, yeah, and also, like, I'm not a huge fan. Me being like, I'm not a fan of the food. But, like, I'm not a huge fan of Halloween. I like
pies? Come on. Oh, you're not... Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I like the pie. I like making the pie. One time, my friends and I, we, like, made a pumpkin pie. Well, I made pumpkin pies with friends previously. But, like, we made a pumpkin pie, and we were like, you know what? Let's put a... We were going to do, like, a fancy lattice, right?
So we did pumpkin pie.
So we did, like, a lattice, and then we were like, let's make a turkey, right? So then we, like, cut out, like, a turkey for, like, in, like, lattice form, and then put, like, a hat on it with, like, the cowboy logo.
And it fell off?
No, it cooked. It didn't look great, but, like, you know, we had a lot of pies that year, so it was fine. I think I like the holiday season, just in general. Like, Halloween all the way to Christmas is nice because it's, like, the weather gets cooler and, you know, you have, like, holiday, especially when you're in college. Once it hits Thanksgiving, like, you're done. That's it. Like, you're basically, like, in the clear.
Yeah. I don't know. That's Halloween. So we hope you have a great Halloween, but we got to get to our spooky movie, which is named what, Ruby?
Scared to Death. And this is kind of in the form of like a movie review. It's like an Elvira movie review of Scared to Death. So there's like a subplot. There's a movie and then this like subplot that's happening in between is like Elvira has Martha Stewart in a box and she's going to like have a Halloween party. And so she needed Martha Stewart to be there to give her recipes. And then, like, that's happening. But then it pans back to the actual film, which is about a girl who shows up in a morgue. And then they're just, like, wondering, like, why she died. And then, she, like, her ghost or something gives, like, flashbacks of what happened.
Yeah, where do we start?
Well, the beginning was pretty clear. It was like she's in a psychiatrist's office and she clearly has trauma from something. Mm-hmm. And he's not taking her seriously. And then her husband comes in, he's horrible. And neither one of them are taking her seriously. And it seems like this whole house is like a mental hospital. It looks like a normal house, but it's like people stay in their rooms and they're like patients.
Yeah, I don't really know. I couldn't tell if it was like a doctor's home practice and she just happens to be living in the house.
But she said she couldn't leave. Like, she wasn't allowed to leave.
She claimed that, but was that ever established to be true?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it was. Because, like, they locked me in here. I can't leave my room. But then she did leave her room. And she went to the living room. It seemed like she could easily have just left. That's why I was confused. I didn't know if it was, like, self-imposed in the sense that she perceived that she couldn't leave because they were driving her crazy. If she was in there by her husband because maybe he put her, like, locked her in there and as an insane asylum. But then the flip side
is... Was she under hypnosis? Because that's what I thought the end was. Like, all of this, like, she was under hypnosis, so, like, she couldn't really think for herself. Or she's going in and out of, like, trances. I literally have no idea. The only person who had a very coherent plot line was the cop. Because the cop, like, there was this cop who... It's also weird because... They said he liked to just, like, hang around the office, but he was there, like, the whole time. And, like, he was just, like, looking in doors and, like, trying to figure out, like, what was going on.
Well, his backstory was he was a cop for insert, I think not the NYPD, but something like that. And he got to where he had a news reporter and had published a story about him where he screwed something up and then he was fired. And so now he sees this as the opportunity to be, like, getting back in the game if he can find a murder or find something weird that happens here. So that's why he's there and he's hanging around. I do recall that subplot. And that's why he had all the interaction with the...
Murder for who?
Anywhere. He thought weird stuff was happening. I think he was also, like, called in general.
Why is this just, like, us trying to find weird stuff in random places?
Kind of. But he was there, and that's why he was talking to the reporter all the time later on. But you're right. That's happening. She's there. But then... It's also strange to me. It was strange to me that because she's there and that's happening, and then it will pan to a shot of her corpse, and the corpse is talking.
It's a flash. The whole thing's a flashback.
I gathered that eventually, but the first time it happened, I'm like, "What the heck is?" Because like the order.
I told you within like the first 5 minutes, I was like, "This is her corpse," and she's like going back and forth between what's happening. What's
right. Eventually, right. But I'm saying the first time it happened, I'm like, "What is this?" But you're right. It is that. It was also a very awkward transition. Like it was not. Seamless at all?
No, and let me just tell you, the Elvira plot that's happening overall was also like the most stark contrast to this movie. So like every time there's like a transition, it was just very loud, like heavy metal music all of a sudden for no reason. I was like, well, no reason, mm-hmm. But it was just like, this was a lot of like going back and forth. And the plot didn't make a whole lot of sense. Everybody was there. The only person... The changed outfits was the maid. So it was very unclear, like, what time frame this all happened under. Was it a day? Was it a night? Was it a week?
I don't actually know. That's a good question. I'm assuming it's a day because everyone else didn't change clothing. And maybe the maid's clothing got dirty somehow. And she decided to go from a blue dress to a tan dress. I don't really know. But then that's happening and sort of they're discussing... The husband wants to have the wife divorce him. She refuses to. That's also really not... Like, it's established, but it's not really, you know, expanded upon as to why she's there either. Are they married and living there? Has he put her there? But also, if he's put her there, he thinks that doing that's going to lead to her wanting to divorce him? I don't know. She seems very adamant in that not happening.
Right, but, and then she's like, someone's trying to kill me because she thinks someone's trying to kill her, but then people keep calling her delusional, right. Which at first I thought was like horrible, which is still horrible, but like at the same time, like at the end, right, you find out she's like in a trance or something, and so she apparently, there is this whole plot with her where like her husband or her ex-husband, she like betrayed to like the Nazis or something, and then he was killed actually because of her actions, and then like
but
she didn't know that, so
right,
he wasn't killed, so this whole time she's been paranoid about someone trying to kill her because she thought her ex-husband, well I guess she thought he was dead, so why would she be afraid of someone trying to kill her? Unless she thought, okay, maybe there are two different plots, because I think she thinks the doctor's trying to kill her.
Yes.
And then she's just paranoid from what she's done to her husband because she feels a lot of guilt from that. And then, like, she thinks her husband's dead and he's not actually dead. And then when she sees him, she dies because she's literally scared to death.
Well, that's the ending, spoiler alert. But no, I think the first thing that happens is the maid brings her a package.
And it has, like, a doll's head. Well, not like a mannequin's
mask.
Head.
It has a mask in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the mask because they show us a picture early on where she's dancing with her ex-husband, turns out, and he's wearing a mask. So I believe this is the same mask, supposedly, that was used in that picture.
Them trying to be Phantom of the Opera.
It is, kind of. Yeah, but, like, bootleg Phantom of the Opera. Like, Phantom of the Opera meets Easter Island? I don't know. It was very strange. But really, though. And that happens. She's scared. Then she starts blaming the maid. And then it was weird because the maid is very much like, I don't know what's happening. And then all of a sudden she's like, ha ha ha, I'm here to get you.
Yeah, but then the next, like, she brought her another package, which is like a mannequin's head. And then is when she's like, yeah, like, she knows exactly what's happening. And then people are, like, freaking out. And then it's a lot, honestly. Like, it was just a very confusing movie.
Let's try to parse it. That happens. And then what happens after that? We need to get the main plot here, because if we don't, it's going to make no sense.
Well, I don't know what happened after that.
Well, after that is when...
Because then there's a subplot, because they keep panning back and forth, because the maid storms out and the cop's outside the room, and so then you're panned onto his plot because he's looking for stuff. So when characters cross each other, you're all of a sudden led to a completely different plot.
Yeah. Well, I think around the point where the mannequin head comes in is when the reporter and his fiance come to the house.
Was that who is the guy who had the Transylvanian accent?
That's a separate person. So
I forgot him.
He's like a friend of the doctor, question
he's
mark?
The weirdest character in this, because he comes in just like cape and hat and looks like he's in a musical.
He does. And he also knows where all the trap doors are in the house somehow.
Which is so strange, because people just very casually walk in and out of these trap doors as if, like, everybody knows that they exist and it's not a problem.
But yeah, so he's here for reasons.
And his little, like the little guy. The little person. Like, the person who's with, I don't know, he didn't say a word the whole time.
I don't know, but they're there, and they're sort of, like, acting ominous and doing mischief. Turns out they're not really mischievous. Like, they aren't the catalyst for the bad things that happen at all.
No, you think it's supposed to be misdirect, though. So then I guess, yeah. Like...
So that he's around doing things. He really serves no purpose, I would say, in the grand scheme of things.
They were trying to trick the audience, but it was very poorly done, to where you're just very confused as to who he is and why you're there.
So that's happening. But when she gets the mannequin head, it's the same time, sort of, around when the reporter shows up with his fiance, who's also a reporter, it's unclear. And he's also talking to the cop and to the doctor. They don't like that he's there, to which I don't know why they kept him there. They could have easily asked him to leave, but there he was. And then the main character, the lady, goes and talks to the reporter, tells him, they're keeping me here against my will, which, understandable, that she goes to him. And that happens, and then the rest of the movie is scene to scene of either cape guy or reporter guy or cop guy, or the doctor who he just hit unconscious and just, like, left places. Like, it happens outside. He's also hit unconscious one time and just, he's, like, left on an operating chair.
It's, like, a bunch of non sequitur scenes, and none of them really have anything to do with each other, even though they're trying to make it have something to do with each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's very confusing.
It is very confusing.
And then, like, all of a sudden they're all in the same room, and, like, someone faints. I think the maid faints.
She faints multiple times and ends up in a bed and is being guarded by the cop, right? Like, that's one scene. And then they hear a bang, and then the reporter and somebody else, I know the reporter was there, go up and they check on them, and she's gone. It must have been the maid. She's gone. And then come later, the maid shows up, like, knocking on the door, and they let her in, remember this? And she's, like, fainting and being weird. That happens, and then she dies. No, she doesn't die because Cape Man revives her. Remember this? Oh my god.
With the power.
There's so many subplots. So then Cape Man revives her with a limerick? I don't know. But then she's awakened.
Well, and then the whole time, right? All this is happening and you didn't need more plots. But then there's this one specific room with windows. And so every now and often you just see like this weird mask outside the window that people can see, but they're not like referencing to. It's very weird.
It is very weird.
Very weird plot.
All that happens. And then all of a sudden they're on the second floor and then the lights go dark and the main character who this whole time she's been saying, oh my gosh, they're after me. She's in another room, they hear gunshots, and this is where the whole confrontation with her and her being scared to death
right happens. So, but I was confused, right? Because the voice that they hear is the husband's,
right?
Who's supposedly dead. So did he put her under hypnosis?
I believe so, yes.
But then why didn't she die when she first saw him and he put her under hypnosis?
I don't know the answer.
That doesn't make
to
any
that.
Sense because like
no, it doesn't.
But yeah, anyway, so when she snaps out of the hypnosis, she sees him.
Well, okay, so she's in the hypnosis and they ask her, this is weird too, they're like, do you have any, yes, he asked the people that are watching her in the hypnotic state if they have any questions for her.
Because she'll tell the truth.
Because she'll tell the truth. They have no questions, which I find weird. They don't ask anything.
But what would you ask in that situation?
Are you okay? What's happening to you? Like normal things. And they're like, oh, well, since you have no questions, I'll ask questions, me as the person who put her under the spell, and she'll answer. And they sort of talk about, they basically they give you the entire backstory as to she, you know, let the, I think she sold off the husband to the Nazis. He was executed and then she escaped and she is guilty. And then you're right. I think she takes off the mask on her eyes.
Right. And she sees blood and then like.
And then the mask, right?
And the mask? Or is it actually him that she sees?
He's not in the room.
He's not, though. So, like, I guess she just sees the mask and then she just dies?
And is scared to death, yes.
That's the whole plot. And then, like, he walks in, finally.
Well, they find him.
Right, they find him outside the window.
And they go and they get him.
Which is really dumb, because he's been there the whole movie. They could have just looked out the window and found him already.
Well, they were on the second floor, so they, like, run down.
Is he the guy who's running in and out of the bushes in random scenes, or is that a different guy?
That was, well, he was, this is unclear. So Cape Guy was doing that. And then at right. some point, Doctor was doing that. And then there was also, no. Oh, the husband was, okay.
There was a lot of people outside also.
Okay, like, okay.
But one scene of them running in.
So I think what happened, this is what we failed to establish this. The very first scene of this movie, there's, who turns out to be a person in drag, talking to the doctor saying like, oh, bad things are going to happen if you don't, you know, change your ways. And it turns out that was the husband in drag the whole time.
Right.
Because they find the husband running into the bushes or out of the bushes in that.
Yeah.
And then they catch him. And then there's this weird scene of like, the cape guy and the husband being like, well, good job. You put her under hypnosis. You haven't seen you in a long time. How are you? It's like, all right, cool. So that's the movie. But then there's also the Elvira Martha Stewart subplot. Which
right.
Was
like, so imagine this movie. And then, so do you think that was a hindrance or helpful? Because you got to think about what was happening.
Honestly, I think if the movie were there without the Elvira scenes, it would have been less interesting.
I just meant in terms of understanding the plot.
Oh, it wasn't meant to help you understand the plot.
No, but I'm saying, was it a hindrance to have a pause and then pan to a different scene? Or was it more of like a, it, like...
I don't think it would have mattered. This movie was all over the place if you think about it in terms of
the
plots.
The only comedic relief was really Elvira because the other one was just very confusing.
Yeah.
Like if I picked this by itself, it definitely would have still been like horrible. So like I remember like we were talking to Jeremy in the chat, I'm like, how did I manage to pick an Elvira movie and it still be a flop? I was like, are you kidding?
Like, well, I will say the Elvira scenes were all funny. So it helped.
Right. Okay, there's a plot with Elvira, right? So she's trying to throw like a Halloween bash, right? This is like a plot on top of the actual movie. And so Martha Stewart wouldn't come to like her place. So she just like shipped her there in a box.
Kidnapped her, yeah.
And so she's there and she's like getting recipes from her. And then at some point there's kids also.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, she gets fashion advice because she wants to like change up her outfits. And then she ends up not changing up her outfits at all. And then there's like kids who come in their outfits and she just like changes their costume. Like one guy's a magician and she's like, now you're Jack the Ripper, and like gives him like a butter knife. And
that was a scalpel, I think.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Okay. And then after that, it's just like a bunch of other scenes, like her making a love potion thing.
Yeah.
And then her also like there's a bunch of little skits she does in between. And then the end is just like her at a Halloween party. So that plot, honestly, it's great. So I don't know. Yeah. It was an interesting movie. I don't really know what to give this at all, really. So I don't, maybe like a 4 out of 10, honestly, because it was just so confusing.
Yeah, I think with the Elvira scenes laced in between, I'm going to go 4 out of 10. Uh-huh. Without the Elvira scenes, I don't know. What this would have been. It wouldn't have been a 1, but...
Right. Maybe. Question, so if you look objectively at the plot of Monos, right? It's really not, it's different, but also, a bunch of stuff is very confusing about that movie also.
It is not... Okay.
So what makes that enjoyable and this one not?
Well, I don't know if the Monos movie is as confusing.
I'm sorry. Couple drives up to a house, loses their child and dog. Dog dies, they throw it in the desert. Then they're like, okay. Also, the child doesn't talk really, just kind of mumbles. And then the husband goes out to look, gets knocked out by one of the wives tied to a tree. how is this not the craziest plot
okay. and hard to follow? Maybe the distinction is it's crazy stuff happening, but it's all clearly separated. And usually the scenes don't go back and forth quickly to one another. My problem with this movie was that there'd be a plot happening and then be 4 characters and then go to another plot for 2 minutes and then go back to the same plot again for 2 minutes and it didn't connect at all. Okay, fine. They drive up to the house. That's connected to with them, ending up at the house. That's connected with the daughter escaping ? There's a linear path to it, even if it's insane. This movie was not a linear path. This movie was all over the place, and there were characters like Cape Man where it's I don't know your purpose.
It was kind of those choose your own narrative type things where you follow one character and learn everything mm-hmm. about them, and then you have to go back and watch it and follow another character, because this was a lot to try to all get in one.
I don't know what the equivalent would be.
I'm so sad that for this movie, we didn't choose to watch the Scooby-Doo Spooky Island movie, because I wanted to watch that for Halloween, and I was this would have been perfect. Yeah. But... No, this movie was definitely a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Watch it for Elvira, though.
If we're going to recommend any Elvira movie, it's going to be her review of Monos, The Hands of Fate.
Well, we haven't seen it yet.
Are we going to review that, though? We already reviewed Monos, so I didn't think we were going to review it.
Well, we'll watch it at some point.
We're going to watch it.
We'll report back. Not a full review, but we'll report back.
Right. I don't think that's going to be... It's just going to be, a movie we already love on top of, Elvira reviewing it. So I don't think...
Well, right, but what is the Elvira plot that she pairs with Monos?
It says right here that, the Elvira plot... I think I sent it to you. It says that the plot... It says a revamping, if you will, of the 1980s classic horror movie showcase hosted by Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Elvira tries to elevate the material by hosting Monos as if it were a... episode of Masterpiece Theater. Which is questionable.
It is, but hey, it might be great. You never know.
It might be great. I mean, that in theaters. You want to see real classic? Watch Monos, The Hands of Felt.
Oh my god, don't do that.
Don't really. It was
a negative 2 out of 10.
They added so many other things. It wasn't can you imagine if Monos was a musical?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even Monos. It was about the filming of Monos as puppets as a musical.
They had the audacity to give the dog lines. It's woof. what is going on?
Yeah. I don't know. But that's our movie review of Scared to Death.
Right.
With Elvira.
Right.
Yeah. Go watch it if you want. It's on Amazon Prime currently, right?
It is on Amazon Prime. So watch it before they probably take it off at the end of October. We have all the way to October to finish all the Elvira stuff because they're taking it off.
Are they really?
They only put it on for Halloween. So I can totally see them taking it all off again after Halloween.
I hope not.
Well, that's what happened with, like, most of our stuff that we review anyway. But, like, a lot of stuff they take off because once it's past Halloween, they're like, well, you know.
Yeah. Too bad. I don't know.
So go binge watch, people. Watch all of them.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so for today's book, we're changing things up. Ruby found an old book that she has.
I love how you're placing this on me.
No, I mean, I remember these books. Geronimo Stilton books. And the title is It's Halloween, You Fraidy Mouse, with 30 pages of Halloween games and costumes.
Ew. Wow.
How are there 30 pages? The book's only... Anyway. Anyway, let's see what happens. Okay. Benjamin helped peel the disgusting creature off me, which appears to be a snake. Trap just grinned. Yep, we've got every gross trick in the book here at Tricks for Tales, he declared. How about I show you our giant cat skeleton collection? I sighed. My nerves were shot. I didn't know how much more I could take. Luckily, we were interrupted by the bell. That's all over the place. advice from that. Okay, advice for kids that are in school, I guess, you know, because bells are in school. sometimes you might be in a class that you don't want to be in. Maybe you're having, it's one of those days where it's like, we have to get through 6 presentations, and 3 of the presentations at the beginning were really long, and you're just hoping, since you're the 6th presentation, that you don't have to do yours today. Maybe that's an introvert thing, I don't know. But maybe that's happening to you. Sometimes, you know, you'll get out of those bad situations when the bell rings. So sometimes, it's also an analogy for life. You know, you listen for that bell to ring to get you out of bad situations.
If was that advice, is this like, wait to die? Why did that
sort of... No, like, wait for the bell to ring. Like, look for the sign in your life to tell you to leave a bad situation.
Right.
Similar to this mouse who got out of being strangled by a snake via a bell.
So just listen for the bell is your
advice. Yeah, in a figurative sense. Look for the red flag is maybe another way of putting it.
Okay. Another guest was wrapped up like a mummy. There were witches, ghosts, vampires, and goblins. I had to keep reminding myself that they were just rodents. Everybody looks so real.
Mm. Huh. Advice from that?
Mm. Right. If you really want a good costume this Halloween, you're just going to have to go all out. That's my advice. You know, you want people to question, is this like a real human or is this a witch or a goblin, apparently? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my advice. Go all out on like a Halloween costume this year. So.
Cool.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, we hope you have a good Halloween. We might be, you know, depending on whether editing Jeremy gets us out, like, 2 weeks before Halloween or a week before Halloween. We may have another episode on Halloween. It just depends. But if we don't, happy Halloween.
Right. Yeah. And go watch Halloween Town.
Yeah. Stan Halloween Town. Stan 1 through 3. And then 4, you know, we'll forgive if you don't stand that one. But
yeah. Anything we should plug?
Right. Okay. Follow us on Instagram at Everything Is Tyne. On Twitter at Everything Tyne. Right? Okay. Me. Right? On TikTok at Everything Is Tyne. On YouTube at Everything Is Tyne. Okay, so like our personal right? Let me explain this. So like our personal Instagram is no longer going to be at Ruby and Jeremy. I know we've hyped it up so much. But you know.
Are you kicking me off? Is that what's happening?
No, we're just like, we're you know, moving in a different creative direction with the account. I mean, it's great right now, but we just decided to, you know, start all over again.
No, I mean, we have too much content there to start over again.
We are.
We want to delete all that content?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we should. I mean, the people love it.
People. Right. So, you know, tune in for the next episode when we have a name down that I can plug for it. We're going to be discussing that today because it's not at Ruby and Jeremy anymore.
This is news to me, people.
I sent you a long text about it. I sent him a very long text about it, and he goes, that's a great idea.
Well, I didn't know it was like a name change. Was that in the text? I don't think that was in the text.
I'm sorry. What do you mean? How are you going to have an account specified to one thing and it just add Ruby and Jeremy? It's like, we give advice on this at Ruby and Jeremy.
Right. I didn't know the name was changing. So technically, I wasn't wrong.
I mean, you can keep our names in it, but how in the world is that going to work into a title? Anyway, we'll workshop it. Maybe it'll have our names in it. Maybe it won't. But I really don't think that, like... I sent you a long text, Jeremy.
I know. I read the text. I did. Mm-hmm. I remember there's not a name change in the text.
Okay. Anyway, tune in next time where we'll plug exactly what the name of our new account is. But go follow our other account and everything is fine.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Do you have any more? Or?
No, that is it.
So, boo.
Stay safe.
Boo, stay safe.
Right.
No. Yeah, stay safe in Halloween. Don't trick-or-treat too hard.
What was that advice? Don't trick-or-treat too hard.
Maybe people are really into trick-or-treat and they're going on,
Did that happen to you one time? You just, like, passed out after trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I was just running around the neighborhood, scarfing down Skittles, and then I just hit the floor.
Mm. Relatable content. Right, exactly. So, What?
Nothing. I was thinking of the Flora song, Low, Low, Low. Like, she hits the floor. Isn't that part of the lyric?
Yeah.
It's like, Jeremy hit the floor. Skittles got low, low. Never mind. Just thinking about Flo Rida on this Wednesday
night. He likes just inputting himself in any music video possible. So,
That's a lie. I'm sorry. Where am I in the Barbie music video? I want to know where I'm in Barbie Girl. I would love to know. I'm in Hips Don't Lie, though.
Any Shakira music video, you just like copy paste Jeremy's face onto her.
Yeah, it was really an honor meeting.
She-Wolf, right. All of them.
It was really an honor meeting Rihanna.
Right, exactly. So,
And the Super Bowl was a really
fun time.
Daunting task, right. But I felt really rewarded afterwards.
And that's Spanish, all due to Duolingo.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the owl was just feeding me things in my ear.
An ear. A computer chocolate chip. Yeah,
Yeah.
I hope you guys get that reference also. But yeah, have a great Halloween. Go with Shakira if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeremy's already got that costume down, so that's if he goes to any Halloween parties this year, that's what he's going as. Shakira.
I'm just gonna go as myself.
A Shakira.
As myself.
Right, exactly. You have to.
I mean, that just doesn't feel very inventive considering that's how I go about every day.
Okay. So what would you rather be? You can be Shakira as
What does that mean? Shakira as construction worker?
Yeah, there you go. He's going to be himself as Shakira as a construction worker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. We have to go to Party City and get a costume. So.
That won't be traumatizing at all. Anyway, have a good week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.